Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
As summer gives way to fall, many birds begin to move from their spring and summer breeding grounds to their winter homes. This is a good time to watch and even to help birds make the seasonal transition. Today, we'd like to present some questions and answers about fall bird migration in the United States. Jim, do all birds migrate?
No. Some birds, such as the northern cardinal and crows, don't need to migrate because they can find food in their home ranges throughout the winter. Hairy and downy woodpeckers often remain year-round in our area, and we also see goldfinches, chickadees, mourning doves, and other birds.
Fall migration starts earlier than most people realize, with many shorebirds on the move by late June, and the first land birds heading south soon thereafter. August through October are peak months, but migration continues into December for some species, especially shorter distance land birds, such as sparrows, blackbirds, raptors, waterfowl, and seabirds. So Jim, why do birds migrate in the fall?
Well, both the decreasing number of hours of light and the cooler temperatures help birds know it's time to move on. But the most important reason for migration are changes in food sources, especially insects, and changes in nesting locations as the trees lose their leaves. The weather we've experienced this year can also play a role. For example, drought conditions may make food and water harder to find, so birds leave earlier than in years with sufficient rainfall. And how far do birds actually migrate?
Well, that depends upon the bird. There are short-distance migrants, such as the northern bobwhite, that may simply change altitudes, heading to lower elevations for winter. Medium-distance birds, including the blue jay, the eastern bluebird, killdeer, and white-crowned sparrow, roam around to find better conditions, but generally stay within North America. Then there are some 350 species that are considered long-distance neotropical migrants, spending summers in the United States and Canada, then wintering in warmer climates from the Caribbean to northern parts of South America. These include raptors, vultures, waterfowl, shorebirds, hummingbirds, thrushes, warblers, orioles, and tanagers, according to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. The winners in the long-distance category are whooping cranes and Arctic terns, which can travel 2,500 miles and as much as 24,000 miles, respectively. But how do these birds know where to travel?
Scientists are still trying to unlock that mystery. The secrets of their amazing navigational skills aren't fully understood, partly because birds combine several different types of senses when they navigate. Birds can get compass information from the sun, the stars, and by sensing the Earth's magnetic field. They also get information from the position of the setting sun and from landmarks seen during the day. There's even evidence that sense of smell plays a role, at least for homing pigeons. And Pat, how do birds change during the fall migration season?
Well, birds that migrate at night start changing their routines, and some male birds, such as the eastern goldfinch, lose the bright plumage through molting. And we often see robins and flickers gathering in large groups getting ready to travel south. And what time of day do birds take flight for migration?
Some fast flyers, such as hummingbirds, finches, swifts, swallows, and birds of prey, along with pelicans and herons, are considered diurnal or daytime migrants. Others are nocturnal, taking off within an hour of sunset and flying right through the night. These include water birds, cuckoos, flycatchers, thrushes, warblers, orioles, and buntings. And how fast do they fly, Pat?
That varies by bird, but generally 20 to 50 miles an hour. For sustained flight, larger birds typically fly faster than smaller birds. A common flying speed of ducks and geese is between 40 to 50 miles an hour, but among the smaller birds, it's much less. And what about the hummingbirds? When should I take my hummingbird feeder down?
You should keep your feeders up for at least 3 weeks beyond the last date you see a hummingbird. Hummers have a strong migrating instinct and don't linger even if you keep that food available. But there may be some stragglers who need energy for their flight to come. And for other birds who migrate, they need to bulk up and add fat so that they have enough fuel to take them on their long journey, so providing high-protein food such as sunflower seeds can help.
To see an amazing visual of bird migration just published this past January by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, Google mesmerizing migration. The migratory movements of 118 bird species have been documented for an entire year throughout the Western Hemisphere. You can watch the fascinating flow of colored dot indicators as the days of the year pass by in just a minute or so. Again, you can do a web search on mesmerizing migration to view this fascinating video. So now that we're into the fall season, we hope that you'll keep your eyes and ears open for migrating birds, one of the true marvels of nature. We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.